From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's been 2 years since John Mayer released his breakthrough album, Room for Squares, and those 2 years have been good to him. Very good. The album went multi-platinum, he won a Grammy, and now he's trying to follow up his success with a new release.
This is a contour colorblind. This is a night of you. I'm stranded behind the horizon line, tired of the something true. Yes, I'm grounded, got my wings clipped. I'm surrounded by all this pavement. Guess I circle while I'm waiting for my fuse to dry.
The new CD is called Heavier Things, and Mayer knew the songs on this record had to be different. So when it came to writing, he took a different approach.
For half this record, I don't have any Microsoft Word files or journal books with lyrics in them, because they were all sung real time.
Is that what happened with the first single, Bigger Than My Body?
Yeah. It just, the sound came up. It's kind of very ethereal sound that I can't do on the acoustic guitar, but it was this. And it has these swirling kind of effects. But really the part that really turned me on was the.
Yes, I'm grounded, I got my wings clipped. I'm surrounded by all this pavement. Guess I circle while I'm waiting for my fuse to dry.
And I remember going, oh, you know, and one of the fewest times in my life when I've ever said to myself, this is so good, something bad's going to happen to me. It's a very, I don't expect anyone else to understand it. It's a moment of creation where something is leaving so quickly and so well and so effortlessly that you just feel like you owe something karmically. Some ceiling's going to fall on you or something. And I can't explain it, but I know that it's a sign of something because it's only happened to me 3 or 4 times in my career, you know?
So I read that Stevie Ray Vaughan,
yeah,
was your biggest influence.
Still is.
And we hear that in concert. I mean, mm-hmm. We hear this range and this sort of, you know, these bluesy licks, mm-hmm, when you're on stage. But we don't necessarily hear that in the CD. Will,
yeah,
we hear more of that?
It is.
On Heavier Things?
Yeah. This record, I was able to find my sound a little bit more and use the electric guitar as more of a voice. You know, I mean, just a week ago, I stumbled onto a new path of what I want to do as an electric guitar player.
You know? Can you share that with us?
Yeah, you know, it's there's a song that will kind of explain that kind of musicality on the guitar that I'm going for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song called Come Back to Bed. Can I play it for you?
You can play it for us. We'd love to hear it.
Footsteps are down the hall, yeah. So tell me what I did. I can't find where the moment went wrong at all. You can deny it in the morning, yeah. I'll take back what I said. Alone here, it's cold, baby. Come back to bed.
of that. Don't hold your love overnight. Don't hold your love over my head. Don't hold your love over my head. Don't hold your love over my head. Don't hold your love. Don't hold your love.
That's Come Back to Bed. That's the early morning version of Come Back to Bed.
There are a few people that are actually writing love songs right now. You don't hear a lot of love songs.
Are you saying we're a dying breed?
No, I'm not saying you're a dying breed. I'm saying that that we're happy that you're out there doing that.
Thank you. I guess there are love songs, you know? I like the fact that...
Come Back to Bed is definitely a love song.
Come Back to Bed is, for me, kind of like an old style sentiment in a song. The song breathes. I love the song live because every other song on Room for Squares was written solo. So when you write a song solo acoustic, you write it to be sustained solely on the acoustic guitar. So everything becomes at all times, you know, moving, 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 change, 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 you know, all the time. Change, change, you know. Change. It's all very complex, which I needed to do to prove to people that I can be complex, because on your first record, you better get some stuff out because it might be your only calling card. This record, I was able to pull back a lot, happily, and do some guitar parts that people can play and just get in a space to be able to go.
Still is the life.
You know? Just take those moments for a minute, you know? And there's other songs on the record that do that too, you know? There's a song that just goes, ooh, 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 ooh. You know, it's like, anybody could do that. I'll do it in my sleep. Anybody could do it. I'll show you how to play it, you know? But it's like, it's a matter of choosing melodies and what notes you choose when that I really am, I have much more gravity towards than... you know, playing licks.
When you were warming up, we, of course, were eavesdropping, mm-hmm. and you started to play a song called Be Good to Your Daughters.
Daughters, yeah.
Can we hear a little bit more
sure.
of that?
Sure. I wrote this song in a hotel room in New Zealand, and I was supposed to be downstairs for an on-camera interview, and I was an hour and a half late. And I knew I was an hour and a half late, and I just excused myself because, you know, if you're late to talk about music because you're writing music,
you get a pass.
I think you get a pass. I remember coming downstairs and Ken the Butler, my tour manager, was like, he was pretty mad. I was just like, Ken, don't even worry about it. And I remember I even started the shower to get in, and I started singing before I got in the shower and went out butt naked and back into the hotel room and continued to work on it. So it's called Daughters. I like now how I haven't even played the damn song, and I'm telling you how great it is. This better not suck.
You better represent.
Whew. Jack Joseph Puig, the producer of the record, would always tell me, like, hey, shush, because people would walk in. I'd be like, what I'm about to play for you, this is about the most hyperbole-laden talk in the world. What I'm about to play for you might be the most tremendous song in all the world. This may be the reason notes were invented. This song is the reason we were born with ears. So, so this is my little piece of crap called Daughters.
Like a maze
where all of the walls are continually change, and I've done all I can to stand on the steps with my heart in my hand. Now I'm starting to see maybe it's got nothing to do with me. Fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. And boys, you can break. Find out how much they can take. Boys will be strong, and boys soldier on. But boys won't be gone without warmth from a woman's good, good heart. Oh. On behalf of every man who's looking out for every girl, you are the God and the weight of the world. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. So mothers, be good to your daughters too.
Thank you so much for giving us a preview.
Thank you. Thank you for having me and letting me talk way too much.
John Mayer. His new CD is called Heavier Things. It's released tomorrow. You can see photos from our interview and hear extended song cuts by going to our website, npr.org.